This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on May 7th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it, subscribe to it on one of the platforms, or email us at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today we're going to do deep dives on Jazz Chisholm Jr., Nick Fortes, and Hunter Brown. First, we're going to look at the leaderboards for the 7th. And first for top exit velocity is Wilson Contreras at 114.7 miles per hour. Ronald Acuña Jr. is in second at 113.8, Luis García in third at 113.4, Jorge Soler in fourth at 112.5, Javier Baez in fifth at 112.1. Top distances for the day have Austin Hayes in first at 464 feet, and second is Ronald Acuña Jr. at 464, Giancarlo Stanton's in third at 445, Luis García in fourth at 442 feet. Wilson Contreras in fifth at 437 feet. Emmanuel Clase owns most of top pitch velocity for the day. He's in first with 101.6. Ryan Helsley's in second at 101.1. And then Emmanuel Clase is in the 3 through 5 spots. Swing and misses belongs to Kyle Wright on the night with a count of 20. And Tarik Skubal is in second with a count of 19. The Marlins beat the Washington Nationals 12-2 in Miami last night. Some big contributors in that game were Jazz Chisholm Jr. and Nick Fortes, hence why I'm diving into them today. I haven't covered Jazz Chisholm since May 3rd's podcast, and he's been struggling a bit since then. In 105 plate appearances since May 3rd, he has 21 hits. So he's batting .221 with 6 homers, 16 runs scored, 20 RBIs. It's a good set of homers. A walk rate of 6.7%, a K rate of 23.8%. Slugging .463 with a weighted on base average of .320. WRC plus is .108. In last night's game, Chisholm saw mostly fastballs. They were 56% of the pitches that he saw. He took 5 swings on those and didn't miss it a 1. Chisholm ended up going 2 for 5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 6 RBIs, 2 strikeouts as well. His first home run came off a slider from Andres Machado on the first pitch. Crushed an exit velocity of 101.6 miles per hour. Distance was 393. His second home run came off a 4-seam fastball on a 3-1 count. Hit that 102.7 miles per hour, and that went 402 feet. Chisholm must have been seeing that slider well in that first home run because his highest whiff rate comes from breaking pitches this year at 41.8%. It's also his highest put-away rate at 31.9%. In the last 10 games, Chisholm has an average of 121, slugging .394 with a weighted on-base average of .206 and a WRC plus of 74. 4 hits and 37 plate appearances, 3 home runs. So hopefully this is the spark he needs to pick it back up going into June. Moving on to Nick Fortes, who had his 2022 Major League debut again with the Miami Marlins. His first game came on May 29th, but last night he had a big one. He had 4 plate appearances where he went 2 for 2 with 2 walks, 1 home run, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored, bringing his average since May 29th to .467, his OPS to 1.467. He had 2 hard hit balls on the night. This is good for him. He had a good season in 2021. I think it might help the Marlins to bring him back at this point in the season. They need it. And he's proved to have good stuff since then. He's only had 1 game since making his debut in 2022 with 0 hits. In the 5 games he's played so far this season, he has 7 hits and 20 plate appearances. 2 of those are home runs, 9 runs scored, 6 RBIs, a walk rate of 15%, a K rate of 15%, and a WAR of 0.6. He's seen 50% breaking pitches, 48.5% fastballs, and only 1.5% off-speed pitches in 2022. Last night was no different. It tells the same story. Both of his hits last night came off first pitches. The first hit he had was his home run, which came off a curveball from Yoan Adon. He hit that 101.7 miles per hour, 380 feet. Next first pitch he saw was a four-seam fastball from Adon as well. Good for Fortes. Hopefully he can add some depth to this Marlins lineup as they progress in the season. Moving on to Hunter Brown, like I said last night, he was pitching in his first game back since June 1st, I believe it was. And he had a hell of an outing. Pitching five innings, he gave up only three hits, one earned run. It was a home run and one walk, but he got nine strikeouts with an ERA of 1.8. So good for him. Probably increases his stock. Although he has given up a home run in his last two outings. Before then, he hadn't given up a home run since April 27th. He has a K rate of 34.5%, a walk rate of 11%, an average against him of 192 on the year. So good things to come from Hunter Brown. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast, 7-Minute Baseball Series. If you enjoyed the show, please share it, subscribe to it, leave us some feedback, email us. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.